The Drive with Rob and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So we were chatting this afternoon. This thing that's happening on flights at the moment, where people are deliberately deciding to be bored, what's going on?
Right. So this is the new concept. It's called raw dogging travel. So it is boarding a flight, long haul off a domestic flight, no headphones, no book, no form of entertainment, no diversions, nothing to distract you except the map of the flight path. So jy sit, jy gaan sit, soos wat jy nou die vlug, what you've like boarded the flight, you go and sit in your seat, and for the duration of this flight, you do not entertain yourself in any way except watching that little vliegtuig move on the map on the screen.
Even if I'm flying from like South Africa to, I don't know, London. As ek 11 ure vlieg, nog steeds staar ek net aan daai ding.
Blijkbaar op hierdie stadium met hierdie nuwe concept, hoe langer, hoe beter. Because it shows that you are kind of able to switch off from the world. You are flying high above the earth and you are just so in control of yourself that you do not need entertainment.
So effectively, I mean, that's like, kind of extreme unplugging. You don't have your phone with you. You had niks om jou to distract me. How long do you think you'd last?
Ek!
Ja, jy, Mackenzie.
Never me. Luister, as ek op 'n vlug is, of het nou 'n lang vlug is, of net Kaap toe vir 2 ure, voor die in-flight demo, is ek al aan die slaap. I love a flight because I will. One thing I'm going to do is sleep. I couldn't do this. Would you be able to do this, Rob?
I'm just thinking about it now. I mean, it's... Ignore the flight element of it, mm-hmm. right? This is like, imagine going to sit in a Home Affairs queue and your phone is dead.
That is an extreme example. But I
get
it.
You know what I mean.
It's the same, like, yeah.
We are connected to our phones all the time. If you're sitting on the toilet, you're scrolling your phone.
Reet.
You know? Of jy lees 'n boek iewers of jy doen iets. I'm trying to think, honestly, I'm trying to think when the last time was in the last year that I simply sat somewhere with absolutely nothing else to do, nie 'n boek nie, not a conversation, not a nice view to look at, not a nothing, just me and, I don't know, like a blank wall or like a Home Affairs queue or something. I can't remember the last time it even happened, never mind how long I'd last.
Yeah. Nee, ek sou dit beslis nie kan doen nie. En dan is daar mense wat dit dan nog 'n stapje verder vat. They don't interact at all. So this includes getting water or your meal or whatever from the stewardess or the steward.
No, you've been ridiculous now.
Dat hulle nou net, maar dit is waar dit nou 'n bietjie erg raak. Want imagine, jy doen 'n 12-ure vlug en jy drink nie water nie. The way that you would be hydrated, like the health implications are starting to get to me here.
No, that's just dumb. We must drink our water, we must behave ourselves, we must stay hydrated. We are hydrated kings and queens on this show. what is the longest? If you're listening to us right now, and you got stuck somewhere recently, I don't know, maybe that exact thing. Maybe your phone died and you're off somewhere and you're waiting for a thing, or jy dink jy het iets saamgevat om te doen en dit los jy dit by die huis. Ek weet nie wat gebeur het nie. But what is the longest you've gone where you just had to sit quietly somewhere with nothing else to do but be in your own thoughts? Because I'm curious to see how long the longest is that can come through. And then maybe I want to give it a go and see if I can match what they did.
Maar as jy nou wil, dan wil ek ook mos. Ek kan mos ook nie agterbly nie.
I mean, you're the one who said you wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Well, maybe I could last 7, and if you last 6, then I won.
0848500942. When was the last time, literally, you just sat quietly with nothing going on in your head but your own thoughts? And how long did it go on for? Drop us a quick little WhatsApp. Ek wil net iets sien.
We're chatting about something that definitely won't make me feel good. It's raw dogging travel. But then we took it a step further, didn't we, Rob?
Like, oh, how long has you been forced to spend in your own head lately? Because it's not a thing that happens to us very often. These people getting on these planes and trying to, I don't know, challenge themselves, prove themselves. Is it a test of how manly you are? The fact that you can just sit there for 11 hours on a flight and not look at the in-flight entertainment? Just stare at the head of the person in front of you. Ek verstaan dit nie.
Ek is mal oor die feit dat jy nou gepraat het oor is it a testament to how manly you are? Because they did a study at the University of Pennsylvania that found that men's brains are more frequently able to enter a rest state than women, basically confirming that women that men can in fact think about nothing for a prolonged period of time.
Literally, I had this conversation with my mother last week.
Mm-hmm.
It came up somehow and she said to me, yeah, but you can't just like, you know, I wish I could just switch off and not think of anything. And I'm like, yeah. I do that. And she looked at me like I was mad. So I said, wat bedoel jy? Jy dink aan niks nie. And I said, you just think of nothing.
Yeah.
En sy said, in haar hele leven het nog nooit met haar gebeur nie.
Yeah, Jason said I didn't dit.
Hi, Robin Ross. I got stuck in a lift a week back.
Shame.
Alone in the lift.
Oh, no.
At 8 in the morning. And I started talking in Russian accent just to keep myself busy for the 2 hours I was stuck in there.
Oh, two hours stuck in a lift, actually. There you go. You really want some switch off time. 2 hours stuck in a lift. Tsepo sent us a message saying, guys, I was in a taxi last week traveling from Joburg to Kuruman in the Northern Cape. My phone died and I couldn't take it. After about 10 minutes, I had to ask someone to borrow a charger.
Yeah, because you know this whole thing of like you look at the flight pattern or whatever. Daar in die Noord-Kaap, alles is net wide open space. Jy ry en jy ry en jy ry. The scenery doesn't really change, you know.
So no, not really.
Seppo, dit kan ek verstaan. Ashley says, the last time I actually sat with my own thoughts was in detention when I was in school. And it was about 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one. Because, I mean, even if you're in a taxi driving to the Northern Cape, you can still look at things out the window. Elmarie said, longest hours in my head with my own thoughts, 9.5 hours. There was a power outage at home. My phone died just before it started. Ons het allemaal in load shedding gedoen, maar jy kan nog steeds by die huis rondloop. And you can, you know, pick up a book. You can do some, I don't know, stretching. You can go for a walk. You can tenminste iets doen. But that detention, daar sit jy, jy mag niks doen nie. Sit at that desk and do nothing. That's the thing I'm talking about, wat ons nie meer doen nie.
I think Jackie takes the cake here. Flight from Johannesburg to Atlanta. No in-flight entertainment, because the monitors weren't working. So no movies, TV or radio for 17 hours. Did not take a book, felt like a week. I would sue that airline. Ek wil ten minste 'n discount op my volgende vlug hê of ek wil my geld terug hê. That is torture. Because she didn't actually want to do that. She had to do that.
I wonder what it's like, because I haven't done it in so long that I can't remember. Sitting in a chair in one place with nothing else to do for an hour and just being in your own head.